We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Joining us now to talk a little football is our friend Mike Valeni. He joins us every Friday at this time. What's up, Mike?
Oh, it's beautiful out, guys. Just gorgeous.
Football weather, right?
Oh, my Lord.
Cat weather.
Make it end.
I'm with you.
Make it end.
Yeah.
No, I'm saying the rain. Like, snow is one thing, and I'll deal with it. But like, when it's wet and cold, it sucks.
Well, it's not raining right now, is it? It's just kind of
gray and
depressing. Yeah.
Mike,
gray. Give me some sunshine and cold. I like that. I'll deal with that.
Mike, you're a pretty successful guy. Do you hand out the full-size candy bars to all the trick-or-treaters that come a-knocking yesterday?
What trick-or-treaters? It was a debacle. We have like 6 pounds of candy left.
You got soft kids living in your neighborhood then. Our neighborhood was packed.
Yeah, we had a lot.
Riggs, every kid who stopped by, we gave like handfuls to buckets of candy to. But there was, the total was like 7.
And a nice cigar too, right?
yeah, and a little glass of booze. We're doing it right.
I heard you were giving away Michigan State season tickets as well. Those are easy to come by.
Yeah, I mean, look, do what you got to do. I honestly, what would you even do if someone gave you a pair of tickets right now?
What did a young Mike Valeni dress up as for Halloween? Did you dress up as like Phil Sims,
Lawrence Taylor?
You know, we had a Mark Bavaro year.
Nice
summer nice. Of '88, maybe.
Yeah. nice
standard stuff. I did have a Mark Bavaro little. They didn't have the sweet jerseys like they do now for kids, but it was more like the jersey T-shirt routine.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, no. Now kids have all the options. Are you kidding me? Oh, I'm going as Patrick Mahomes. Yeah, in a real jersey. It's a sweet costume. We didn't have that.
So what was your take about the Joe Bocci news from Michigan State? We were talking about it early this morning, and obviously a few years ago, and I'm not, when I say people, I'm not talking about you in particular, but you know, you had the Max Bulla story, and then Kyler Ellsworth makes the winning play, and it kind of gets lucked. Like, whatever. They overcame adversity. They won. And now with Joe Bocci, it's like, when it rains, it pours. I mean, what's your take on this story?
Yeah, the latter. I mean, it's an embarrassment. It's another embarrassment. It's this year just continues to just it. I haven't felt this way about Michigan State football since John L. Smith. I really haven't. I mean, 2016, as bad as it was, you were still in the afterglow of the playoff and a 5-year run of just amazing football. I mean, I think we went 36-5. So you treated 16 as, man, this is screwed up, but whatever. This is different. I mean, this is where, you know, I know people make fun of me, but I've said it for a couple of years now. I thought we'd end up in this place. So here we are. And now it's just, yeah, it feels like 06. It feels like John L. And, I mean, the Bocce thing, it's simple. You either took something that isn't on the approved list and you're an idiot and you're reckless, or even worse, in all likelihood, okay, if it's not that, then it's you are operating above the law. Well, then you're just totally selfish and it's embarrassing and you basically screwed over every person in your life. So, yeah, there's that one in a million shot that the sample was contaminated by, something or other. Well, good luck. You sort through that and get back to me later. He's our best player. He's team captain. He's done for the year. And it's an embarrassment. It's a total.
Mike, I'm going to put you on the spot. I probably shouldn't do this, but I'm going to because...
That's kind of the point of the segment.
Oh, is it? Oh, yeah, okay,
yeah,
good.
Yeah, I don't know how Mike... It's okay. You don't need a permission slip to ask questions.
I don't know how Mike's going to deal with this. Earlier in the show, we were talking about what Dan Miller's play-by-play call would be if the Lions won the Super Bowl. And, of course, most of the calls were it was going to be in space or it was going to be, you know, because no other human was alive. What do you think it would be? Give us, in your best broadcast play-by-play voice, how would it sound, the winning call of the Lions winning the Super Bowl?
Just to give you some background real quick.
He doesn't need background.
Okay.
But go ahead.
Well, we had the guy for the Nationals who kind of biffed it a couple nights ago. And so we were talking about would you prepare something or not. And I talked to Dan yesterday. He said he actually has thought about this. So my mind was... I don't know what the temperature is in hell right now, but there's a cold front moving in. The Lions have won the Super Bowl.
Yeah, but you didn't do it in the voice.
Oh, sorry. I don't know what the temperature is in hell right now, but there's a cold front moving in. The Lions have won the Super Bowl.
Not terrible.
Hey, here's mine, Mike. Here's mine. And they said there was absolutely nothing positive about the zombie apocalypse, except all the healthy bodies were in Detroit. The Lions have won the Super Bowl.
See, I almost imagine in listening to Dan, he would be a little bit more in your face. Something to the tune, like are we doing the final play call with
yes.
the victory formation too?
Whatever you want. It could be like one guy texted in and said, the Lions have won the Super Bowl. Oh, no, wait, there's a flag.
Ooh. All right, so I would imagine, God, I've never conjured up a Dan Miller. All right, so it would be something of Bill Scrimmage from the 23. Matthew takes a knee. Detroit, they said it couldn't be done. How about that?
Wow. And noticed.
It was sincere, though.
Gotta get hit.
Notice he said Matthew. He said Matthew.
Well, he's probably talking about like Matthew the third, right?
This is probably
Stafford's like great, 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 great grandchild.
Oh, I see.
He'll be like Golden Tate with the third on his jersey.
That felt like it was happening in the next couple seasons.
Oh, yeah. Have you met Mike?
Listen, I mean, what do you want? I'm trying to conjure up and use some of his keynote phrases. But then again, it's like Dan Miller calling a Lions Super Bowl. What, from his own urn?
It's just not happening.
Dan could live to be 236. You never know. I mean, those things could happen.
Do you think it will happen in your lifetime? We were throwing this around. No?
No.
Yeah, me neither.
I love how he says it. No.
Mike and I are healthy guys.
Why
we're
going to
live at least until our 90s.
No, it's just, I think there's just, it's systemic. It's fundamentally flawed. It's just not. I mean, look, when Dan Snyder bought the Redskins, what have they won since? Nothing. What will they win as long as Dan Snyder owns the Redskins? Nothing. It's no different here. I mean, you just don't have 70 years of ineptitude under the stewardship of the same family and think all of a sudden it's going to change. The only thing that changes are the people who come here occasionally to take a job. So I'm an odds-based person. I would say no. I mean, sure, anything's possible, right? I mean, we've seen crazy stuff. Would love to see it. It'd be amazing. But why would I say it other than, well, they're due, Bob? You know, like, there's nothing I can put to it.
Not good, Bob. It's not great, Bob. Not great, Bob. It's not 70 years, Mike. It's like 60, okay?
Wait, one since 57 is 70.
No, I meant, but they bought the team in 63. So that you said the stewardship
okay.
of one.
You're right. Yeah. You're right. I'm sorry.
I'm joking. It's apples and Honeycrisp apples. Okay. It's not like
it's
apples.
So bad is what it is.
All right. What's the dog last week? You gave us Michigan, who not only covered but overwhelmed Notre Dame.
Yeah, that was a good one.
Yeah.
I'm gonna go. Aren't we gonna do like what Stoney recorded because he's not here, but he really wants people to talk about him? The pick of the week.
Sadly, Stoney did not record a who he thinks Mike is going to pick, and therefore we don't have the prediction of who Paul thinks Stoney's going to predict, or who Greg thinks Paul's thinks
right.
Stoney's going to predict.
I want to keep the chain going.
I know. So we'll just go with your actual dog and
all
go
right.
from there.
I'm going to go USC +5, hosting Oregon this week. Oregon's lucky they didn't lose each of the last 2 weeks. Their defense is beat up. Their secondary sucks. USC's got the best trio of receivers on the left coast. And I love USC at home in this spot because Oregon has had two death marches in a row against Washington and Washington State. And now it's kind of that, can they find a way to put an A-plus performance out there a third straight week? And I don't think they can. And I think USC's got the personnel to take advantage of that defense. And I love home underdogs. So as Brent Musburger said, is there anything better than a home team getting points? No, there is not. I like USC.
All right, Mike. Have a great weekend, buddy. We'll talk to you next Friday.
See you, Mike.
They're going to scream it from the 23. All right, guys.
There he is.
It's pretty good.
Michael Valenti joining us here. Heather's got news coming up next.
Yeah. Hey,
shut up.
Excuse me.
Heather's talking here. Yeah.
Yeah. Hold on. If you have a library book or two floating around your house, you might want to return it after you hear what happened to one Michigan woman.
Now,
go.
Jeff.
No, I was just curious if Tony had a call. A Lions winning the Super Bowl Dan Miller call. how would it sound in your best broadcast voice? Right on the spot, right now, before you do the update. You have 10 seconds.
You know what? You got me on a blank there. I'm blanked out.
Well, that's because that's a bad call, by the way.
Thank you very much.
That would not get played a lot. You got me on a, well, I mean, but you could see him being overwhelmed by the moment.
Yeah.
All right. Sports update time with Tony, 97.1 The Ticket.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.